From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Nora Grove with your headlines for Monday, June 17th. Chico City Council will again discuss the possibility of limiting how much rent can increase at senior mobile home parks. NSPR's Eric Adams has more about tomorrow's City Council meeting.
Rent stabilization programs have been in practice for mobile home parks in other California jurisdictions like Riverside, San Jose, and Chula Vista. In March, the Chico City Council instructed staff to gather information about those communities to better understand the pros and cons of what a similar policy might look like here. Since last year, Pleasant Valley Mobile Estates residents have attended several council meetings to encourage a rent stabilization ordinance after a series of rent hikes. Now, the council and staff will discuss the research and decide on the next steps. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Some Chico community members have long lobbied for residential development in the downtown area. Earlier this month, the Chico City Council took action to make that more likely. NSPR's Ken Duvall explains.
Many of the multi-story buildings in the downtown core have space that could be converted for residential use, but would-be developers have been stymied by parking restrictions. In the past, the city required that any new apartments must include additional on-street parking. But there's little room to create more parking space. As reported by the Chico Enterprise Record, council members decided to ease those restrictions at a meeting earlier this month. Now, projects of less than 20 residential units can be built without the need to provide additional parking. Downtown retailers who are already struggling may also benefit from having more apartment dwellers living immediately above them. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
Shasta County hopes for a swift end to a lawsuit against its election office by a former supervisorial candidate. Former candidate Laura Hobbs alleged she lost the March 5th primary because of fraud in the elections process. A Shasta County Superior Court judge nearly dismissed the lawsuit, but decided to hold a two-day hearing to give Hobbs' lawyers a chance to plead their case. The Reading Record Searchlight reports Hobbs' lawyers claim the county did not correctly alphabetize candidate names on the ballot. This, they claim, can affect as much as 3.3% of the vote and led to Hobbs' loss. The paper reports two methods were created to randomize candidates' names on the ballot. One method was to be applied to local races, while the other method was to be applied to non-local contests. Elections officials say they inadvertently switched the methods. Even so, elections officials testified that many candidates whose names appeared first lost races, while others listed later won. They say there is no correlation between the order of names and the outcome. Shasta County's attorney requested the judge dismiss the case or issue a judgment without trial. The next hearing is set for June 25th. And moving to statewide news, California is facing a shortage of license plate numbers. The available sequences of number and letter combinations are expected to be used up by 2025, according to the Sacramento Bee. The Department of Motor Vehicles decided on a new sequence for license plates in December. It will be three numbers, followed by two letters and ending with a number. Only 18 months' worth of plates remain under the decades-old numbering scheme. That's much sooner than the previously reported end date of 2027. And California consumers will soon know what something actually costs. A new California statute, called the Honest Pricing Law, goes into effect July 1st. It requires businesses to declare the total cost of goods and services up front, without the addition of hidden fees. NSPR's Ken Duvall takes a closer look.
SB 478 is intended to curb deceptive pricing practices some businesses use to hide products' true cost. This is usually done by bearing add-on fees in small print or applying undeclared charges later in the buying process. That can inflate a product's cost well above what's advertised. According to the California Attorney General's Office, at least 85% of Americans report having been hit with surprise charges, and the trend has worsened over the last 5 years. Under the new law, the advertised price must be what consumers actually pay. It applies to the sale of nearly all goods and services, including event tickets, lodging, restaurants, and food delivery. The law goes into effect July 1st. For NSPR News, I'm Ken Duvall.
California's last nuclear power plant may be shut down sooner than anticipated. Legislators announced their intent to halt funding for the facility at Diablo Canyon last week. The Associated Press reports legislators did not approve a $400 million payment that would have funded the plant past a previous 2025 closure date. Governor Gavin Newsom hoped to fund the plant until 2030 to secure power for the state amid increasing demands due to climate change. The AP reports a multi-billion dollar state budget deficit as the main reason legislators seek to cancel the funding. The final budget must be passed by July 1st. And finally, Governor Gavin Newsom is doubling the number of National Guard personnel combating illicit drug smuggling in California. According to a press release, the 400 soldiers are part of the Guard's counter-drug task force, serving at ports of entry and along the Mexican border. The soldiers will be embedded with local, state, and federal law enforcement units to combat transnational drug traffickers. They'll use air and ground assets to gather information for allied agencies. The task force will be targeting narcotics. Last month, the governor announced that nearly 6 million pills containing fentanyl statewide were seized this year alone. And those are your headlines for Monday, June 17th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Eva Nora Grove.